marriage counseling. It's an important aspect in the life of the Christian because I believe that we need to be counseled every day of our lives on marriage. If we're going to have children, if we're going to get along. But how can we get along good if we haven't erased those old tapes that's been played out in our minds? Thank you for joining me for session number 14. Music provided today by Johnny Blair, good friend of mine, from an album called Fire, the title track, number Fire, by Johnny Blair. You can pick up more of his music. He's a Christian guy. It's called The Three Blairs at earthlink.net. And just email them and let them know that Pastor John's been playing their music. So glad that you can join us for this session of marriage counseling. My friend, you know what I want you to do? I want you to do something that's easy. Listen to those tapes that you've been replaying in your head. Gal, you can't get the fact out of your mind that your man was liking another lady from some times ago. And you just keep playing those tapes over and over and over again. You can't get the tapes out of your mind about what happened to you years ago that made you the way you are. Do you hear voices in your mind saying that you're too dumb to succeed in any good job? That's a lot of guys here. Those old tapes are just whispering in your head. I'm quoting from a book called Friends, Lovers, and Soulmates, A Guide to Better Relationships Between Black Men and Women by Derek Hobson and Darlene Powell Hobson, both PhDs. I don't think that, I don't have any indication that they're Christian. It's not important to me. What is important to me is that they're making some statements that can help some of us in our marriage relationships go on. I received an email from a lady that used to attend my church back at the Vet years ago, and she's saying, whatever you do, Pastor John, keep these things up on your website. I am so glad that Freddie is still listening. Freddie Cooper, and that's Michelle's and Randall Cooper's mom, that she's listening in. I need you to label your feelings. The feelings that you have when these old tapes are coming up. You know, you can't go forward because you're just playing those old tapes. Do they make you angry? Do they frustrate you? Do they make you sad? Are you resentful of it? How often do you replay these same messages in your head? And have you added up the times when playing these messages have stopped you from advancing, even as a married couple? I think that is very important for each of us to examine the ways in which each of us have internalized these old messages. I recall, as a matter of fact, I listen to NPR news sometimes because I get a different perspective of the news in looking at CNN or that other stuff. Because when you listen to that, you're not really getting the perspective that you need to get. But as I was listening to it this morning, I was getting a different perspective of what's going on in the world than listening to a media thing. Now, have you recognized that the old tapes that you've been playing in your head may be distorted? If the adults have recorded these negative messages in you, undoubtedly they've carried into your life and it's become psychological baggage. Parents do that to you sometimes. I listen to the secularists. They talk this language all the time. And they try to tell you that your conservative Christian ideas are just your parents' ideas that you're replaying in your head. I'm not saying that. Because I'm telling you, you know, if you get out there and do some evil, wicked things in this life, it's going to come back on you. It will come back on you. I would just share, as the authors do, that you don't have to take the responsibilities for your parents' issues. In other words, if they were sending negative messages to you about what married life, relationships, and couples are about, you don't have to continuously play those tapes. You have to understand that you have no control over the past, that you can't change what's already happened, and you shouldn't allow that to hold you captive. Many of us are continuously being kicked as we lick those old wounds that have become an excuse for us to become stagnant. And once we become stagnant in what we're doing, I'm telling you, that's a terrible thing. You know, and the other objective is to say that I would be happy now if my father or my mother have done this to nurture me correct instead of teaching me that. Let me give you an example. Some of you ladies out there may be rigid and frigid with the men that you're with. You know, when you marry a man and men are so full of testosterone and they always want to experiment within the relationship, they have a wife. This is all legal now. And they want to take those sexual freedoms and liberties with their wives. And sometimes your wives are frigid and rigid and unmovable and unwilling to explore different ways that they might appreciate one another. It's because you're playing those old tapes in your head, what moms used to tell you. Just lie down there and that's it. No, throw those tapes out. That was your mom's problem. That's why. Do you remember the look on her face when your dad would get up and walk through the house? Oh, am I right about it? I knew exactly what I'm talking about. Seeing that look on her face? He makes me sick, and that's all he thinks about it. Ha, da, 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 da. But I know how to deal with him. See, and when you're playing these old tapes, and then you get a man, and the man that you get is not used to that kind of, oh. Take responsibility for yourself in the present. When the old tapes have been played in your head, push the stop button and tell yourself, that's old business. I ain't dealing with that mess no more. I'm not going to repeat this irrational negative message. And I'm not talking about what puritanical Christianity teaches. I like what the Bible says. Marriage is honorable and all. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Well, if you are legally married to the person, that bed is not defiled. Some of you got to stop playing them old messages that keeps coming back in your head. Zip, zip, zip. Wait a minute. See, and that's how people mess you up. What I've tried to do is I've tried not to ever in my professional career as a pastor to try to tell people how to be with each other sexually, because I know what I like. And what I like isn't what everybody likes. Where I want to go is not where everybody want to go. It's not where all the guys want to go. Matter of fact, when I talk with some of the guys, they all telling me where they went. And I look at them and say, y'all done went crazy. I was having a conversation with some brothers in the church on Sunday morning. And I came in and they said, how you doing, Pastor John? I said, I'm doing pretty good. And they said, are you? And they kind of looked at me and I said, guys, I'm doing great. And I said, see, now you're looking at me because, see, one was married and the other one was not. And I said, I don't require or need a woman in order to be fulfilled or feel good. And it was interesting because there were two sisters in the church setting up for the services for communion. And I said, that is a problem with men. I said, What you do is you think one man is satisfied if he does what the other man said. I don't play those messages. I don't play those old tapes. I don't listen to that. I said, gentlemen, I, as the senior pastor of this church, you know that I'm a very unique man. I don't listen to anybody. I said, I've never listened to anybody. That's why a lot of people in church in past history didn't like me, because I never listened to anybody. What the heck am I listening to them for? I've always had enough confidence within myself. I've always listened to God, listened to the word of God. I don't need a group of elders telling me if I sin, I need them reminding me that I've sinned. That's all I need a group of elders for. Tell me that I've sinned. And then when I'm convinced of the Holy Spirit that I sinned, hold me, brother elders. Hold me in your arms. Don't kick me to the curb and stomp me in the face. Hold me while I cry because I'm broken, man. I need you to help me get broken. The last time that happened with my elders start crying with me. They start weeping with me. They wasn't trying to break my neck, kick me all down. Rid me from these evangelical freak shows where you got somebody, you see, you have sinned. And they're pointing the, you know, out of the sleeve of accusation, the finger of self-righteousness at me. And I feel so whole. I feel, beaten down. I'm beaten down because they found me in sin, brother. If I look a little peaky, weaky poo, I'll find some peaky, weaky poo poo in you too. If you get my drift, I don't play those old tapes. I was telling the brothers I don't play them. I said the tape that I play is freedom. They said, what? I said, freedom. I said, freedom and my pocketbook stays with a little money in it. Freedom because I only buy things when I want to buy it. I only add something new in the house when I need it. And I'm a dude, I can live with old stuff. As long as my studio is working, I'm doing all right. As long as the electronics are working, I'm doing fine. I don't need no more towels, no more dishes, no more glasses. I don't need to put no paint on the wall unless there's, you know, mildew on it. Don't require it. Don't need a woman's touch in my home. My house look like a dude's house. Yeah. When the brothers that have come to visit me from other cities in the country, they would tell you, man, Pastor John's living like a dude. That's right. When you go in my bedroom, I got my HDTV in there. I got my curtains up on the wall. It looks like a little viewing movie studio. And my bed is right there. I just curl up with my four pillows and watch me a movie and have my little surround sound in that little room. Whoo, I don't need a wife. Now, for those of you that got a wife, now let me tell you the other. After that same service in church, talking about playing the old tapes, brother came up to me and he hugged me. Hugged me, man. And he said, I'm tired of it, PJ. I'm tired. I said, no, you not. No, you not. I said, you know what? No, you not. No, them babies are too young. No, that's what you wanted. And I took him back before I performed the marriage. I said, remember when I said, are you sure you want to do this? I said, because you're free now. I said, you don't know what this girl's going to be and do. And you won't be able to back out like that because you don't like it. Told him to come by and see me. He didn't come by to see me because I said, you really don't need to see me. What you really need to understand is that you are married. And since you are married, and then I called my associate pastor over. I said, Sean, tell him. Sean just looked at him and laughed. Hey, man, deal with it. And then he said, go to God, man. Go to God. Open up the Bible. Go to God. That's the only help you're going to get. But hugging me ain't going to get you out of that. I'm free. See, I guess you want a little bit of touch of freedom. 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 Mm-mm. What you got to do is you got to affirm your strength by telling yourself, I am a beautiful person to myself and to others, even though that the whole thing looks like crises crashing in on you. You got to say, you know, I'm really sorry if anybody disapproves of me, but I don't need you to validate me because I am a wonderful person. That's what I'm saying. I said it when I was married, when I saw the single people. When I saw the single people, I said to them, my gosh, why these people ain't married like me having fun, have my babies in the back seat of the car, had my sweet wife in the front seat. I'll never forget. I have it on VHS tape. We had one of those old VHS cameras, and the girls were taking pictures from the back seat. We were riding in the car, and they were taking a video of me and Lucy in the front seat riding through Hollywood and Beverly Hills, and we tape recorded it in an afternoon, and after we rode through Hollywood and Beverly Hills, we went to have lunch. The girls were young teenagers, I think, in middle school, and it was just Oh, I'm not going to cry. I get very emotional when I think about what a family is. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Now, let's talk about patterns of the relationships. Because as you begin to understand and to accept and to, you know, appreciate yourself, you become less likely to participate in a destructive relationship by listening to other people that are uncanny, uncouth, and insane. See,